A wildfire burning near the resort town of Jackson, Wyoming, is threatening some multi-million-dollar homes. So far, those homes haven't been touched by the blaze, but firefighters aren't making any promises. Firefighters are facing another day of heat and wind. Aaron Alperin of Wyoming Public Radio reports.
Residents of two upscale mountain subdivisions are waiting out the fire away from their homes. They were evacuated Wednesday after the Green Knoll fire made a quick run to the northeast. More spreading yesterday sent the fire over a ridge that sits right above those homes. Fire Information Officer Bobby Kitchens describes how the blaze moved during the day.
It was creeping further and further north towards some subdivisions that we really want to keep it out of. And as you saw, it would spot down and then burn back up. And it's moving slowly, but it's burning hot. And in this fuel type, it'll just keep doing that until we can actually put a line around it and really stop it.
An additional 400 Forest Service personnel joined the effort yesterday. The agency has been able to devote over 1,000 people to fight the fire, thanks in part to the fact that there are only a few other fires in the country. At a public meeting last night, Fire Incident Commander Joe Carvello told residents they've assembled quite a force.
I have 9 air tankers. One quarter of all the air tankers in the United States are locked up right here, operating out of Pocatello. We have 7 of those large helicopters. In the 36 years that I've been in the wildland firefighting business, I have never had 7 of those large helicopters at one time.
Even with the additional resources, Carvello told the audience that it was likely the fire would enter their neighborhoods. A few hours earlier, his crews were able to weather the most intense burning period of the day, between 2 and 6. No homes had been harmed, and Carvello was confident the subdivisions were safe, at least for the time being.
If you go out right now, it's starting to cool down, and you're starting to see the smoke start to drift down, just like it has done every single night. And we think it's going to continue to do that.
But the fire did not follow what had become a predictable weather pattern. All week, afternoon heat and wind had been fanning the fire until the evening's cooler, more humid air came along to settle the blaze down. But last night, that fire did not settle. It just kept growing, with flames shooting into the air for hours. The fire structure protection specialist Jim Reinhardt says officials are most worried about the subdivision directly north of the blaze.
Our biggest concern is the Indian Paintbrush subdivision. Narrow roads, one way in, one way out, heavy fuel loading, and I, for one, will not allow any of my firefighters to be killed or injured on a wildland fire.
Firefighters have made some progress, and the blaze is about 50% contained. However, none of that containment is between the fire and the homes. The cause of the blaze, which started on Sunday, has yet to be determined. However, officials are suspecting that it was human-caused. For NPR News, I'm Aaron Alperin in Wilson, Wyoming.